Hey, Vikings fans, what's up? Welcome to the Vikings Team Hotel somewhere in Virginia. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com. Just kind of resting and relaxing and chilling before we get finally back to action on the football field tomorrow in Landover, Maryland at FedEx Field. Are you excited for this one?
Yes, very excited. This football game is quite perplexing to me because Washington, granted a 4-4 operation, just won at Seattle. Now, there were a lot of things that had to take place for Washington to get the money in Seattle, but still, you know, I think it's only like the fourth time in the last 32, 33 times Seattle has lost at home. So Washington can do enough to make the game perplexing. We're off a bye. We're a first-place operation. Should be fun.
Yeah, the Vikings are in first place, and they will stay in first place even after this game. But they want to keep their cushion. We want to keep the cushion as much as we can because we got a big game against the Lions to take care of in 2 weeks of Thanksgiving. But two games before then,
yeah, Redskins. Rams in between.
Yes, Redskins and Rams. For this one, what gives you the most consternation about this game? Because for me, playing on the road, coming out of the bye are two things. But another thing for me is Jay Gruden, the offensive design, and Kirk Cousins. I have a lot of respect for how they operate.
Yeah, I like all that for sure. You know, I think the fact that Washington is one of the faster starting teams in the NFL with 40 first quarter points and also top five in the NFL for time of possession in the first quarter. The Vikings have been slow starters at times, and we're off a bye. So I'm curious to see how the Vikings respond off the off week, just how much pep they have in the proverbial step early in the game. I don't want to say it concerns me, because I do believe over the balance of the game, the Vikings can beat Washington, I'm going to say 8 out of 10 times. But this is a tricky one coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. Now, once the game settles down and we get going, I feel really good about our defense. They're playing really well right now. The thing is, it's really healthy. All of our guys are playing for the most part. We hope Everson can play and continue his sack streak.
Yeah.
Now it's scoring points against this defense. How do we do that? Because this is a Redskins defense, especially at home, that can be pretty nasty. They have a nice defensive tackle that we saw on film with Pete Bursich, Stacy McGee. They have two good edge rushers who have combined for like 10.5 or 11 sacks.
Yeah.
Preston Smith daggered us with an interception last year in the game here. That's a pretty good defense.
Yeah, it's a very good defense. Now, you know, when it comes to the quarterback, Case Keenum, you know, Case has done enough as starting quarterback to hold the job, help the team win games, not throw the ball to the other team in awful situations. Of his last three interceptions, two have been tipped, so I can't put a lot of that on him. Now, Teddy's back. Teddy's active. Teddy's a very popular quarterback. I wonder how much of that weighs on the mind of Case Keenum if he's casting his gaze the way of the rest of the season. I hope he's not. He really shouldn't. Of the two people, Case Keenum or Teddy Bridgewater, I'd prefer to be in Case's spot right now because I'm the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm the one who can make the plays, and I'm the one that's led the team to X amount of victories.
Yeah, it's his job to lose. The Vikings, remember, have won four straight. So, I mean, Case Keenum has that, by the way. I mean, he's helped us win four straight
Big
games.
Big horse is out of the barn, though.
What happened to the lights? What do you mean?
Very romantic in Virginia.
Oh, you mean Teddy, the big horse, is out of the barn?
Yeah, the big horse is out of the barn. He's on the track. He's running.
Yeah.
And it's up to Case to keep him in the barn and just do what he has been doing the last month and change.
All right. I got a feeling the lights are messing with us right now. I can see lots of
tripping out.
There's
right
consternation
now
behind the camera. So one more really quick point.
Yes.
The Vikings special teams has been really solid in the first half of the season, particularly punt coverage, punting, and field goal kicking. That should be a key factor in this game. I mean, you consider this is going to be a close game.
Yeah.
Hold on. We're going to help you all out with some lighting. Hold on.
Go ahead. I got you.
All right.
In
a close game, you figure special teams is going to matter. So how do you feel special teams, this field surface, and the weather for tomorrow?
Well, the punt and kick return operations for Washington has not been very good.
Horvath
kicked for the Redskins from 2012 to 2015. So, I don't know, maybe he harbors some ill will and wants to walk off a winner. That'd be sweet. You know, Kai has hit 15 consecutive field goals, 4 of 4 in London, and 6 of 6 against the Ravens. So it's hot. Other side of that coin, though, as we're going to get into extensively during the game call on the Vikings Radio Network tomorrow, is our lack of productivity inside the 20, inside the red zone. It has to get better. If we want to win the division, host playoff games, and get to Super Bowl 52 at the House of Pain, I honestly believe our third downs and our overall productivity inside the 20 needs to be better.
Can you get a fire going right here? That would help us out.
Hey, anybody got some sticks that we can rub together?
You look good in this light.
Thank you. You look better.
Yeah, thank you. All right, kickoff is at noon Central time tomorrow. FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, Vikings and Redskins. The game's on Fox, but you should catch the game on the Vikings radio network. Paul Allen will have the call. He's the voice of the Vikings.
Hey, that's me.
Pete Bursich, Ben Lieber, Greg Coleman, all will be there. The pregame show on the Vikings radio network is a 10 a.m. Central start.
Yes.
Hosted by Mike Mussman.
Yes.
Check that out. Follow all of the Vikings social media platforms, please. And also, the iHeartMedia app exists, and there's a Vikings channel, so make sure you go to that. You can catch all of our content there. I think that's everything.
My light off me.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay.
All right, everyone, thanks for watching. Enjoy the game tomorrow, and we'll talk to you on Between the Lines afterwards.